You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Evers signed a bill last week guaranteeing public access to most body camera footage. The law doesn't require police to use body cameras, but it does declare that any footage is generally available to the public under open records law. Do you support or oppose the use of police body cameras? What about the new law governing how long the footage is kept? We're at 800-642-1234. Jim Palmer is executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. Jim, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Help us understand the new law. What does it do?
Well, it went into effect March 1st. As you mentioned, Governor Evers signed it into law last week. It provides uniform regulations and guidelines related to the use, storage, and maintenance of body cameras and the data or the video that they collect. More specifically, it addresses things like it mandates that every agency that utilizes body-worn cameras has to have a policy that talks basically identifies who's going to be wearing them, under what circumstances they'll be used, and how that data will be released. Also provides that those policies have to be publicly available. If the agency maintains a website, it has to be posted on that website. The new law also mandates training, requires officers to be trained, not only in the policies, but in the law. Includes compliance measures so that there's a periodic review that the agencies have to evaluate. They have to look at the practices and make sure that they're complying with the law and the policies that they've made publicly available. And perhaps most importantly, it provides some uniform standards for a retention of the body-worn camera video or the data. And that's something I think will perhaps be of the greatest benefit to law enforcement and to the long-term proliferation of body cameras in Wisconsin.
And when you say the storage of this footage, how long is it required under this new law to store the footage?
Generally, all body-worn camera footage will have to be retained for 120 days. Under certain circumstances, it'll have to be maintained even longer. For example, if it records an encounter that results in physical injury or death, custodial arrest, a search during an authorized temporary questioning, or a law enforcement officer's use of force, that'll have to be retained until the conclusion of an investigation or some litigation or a lawsuit or a complaint.
So it sounds like it really puts a framework for police departments to uniformly use body cameras in their department, that they know what protocols they need to follow. Will that influence more departments to start using them, do you think?
I believe it will. I mean, I've said for a number of years now that and I've spoken with countless officers and chiefs and sheriffs around the state that have indicated to me that they are supportive of body-worn cameras, and they would start a program today. The thing holding them back, however, was they didn't know what the standards for retention were going to be. And if they were going to implement a program and then lawmakers were going to come up with some kind of unreasonable standard that would make it cost prohibitive, that would be a problem. So I think you have a lot of people in the law enforcement community, administrators in particular, that have been following this. And certainly they've been involved in the legislative process just as we have. And just as has a number of diverse groups representing interests, representing the media, open records and transparency advocates, open government advocates, privacy advocates. So this really is a very good piece of public policy that is the result of several years of work on the part of many, and it's a bipartisan piece of legislation as well.
Talking with Jim Palmer, executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, we're looking at the legislation the governor signed last week guaranteeing public access to most police body camera footage. Let's take a call now. Peggy in Madison. Hi, Peggy.
Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind about this new law?
So I definitely want body cams, but I think they should be open to the family that is involved with the fans, because my daughter had an asthma attack at a private party. She was of age. There was alcohol there, but she had only had a couple drinks. She went into this asthma attack. They called the EMTs. EMT showed up with two police officers. She was fighting to breathe. They cuffed her later on her stomach. She couldn't breathe the entire time. They had three cops with body cams going. The EMT could not get in to help her. She accidentally kicked the police officer when she was fighting, trying to breathe. There were witnesses. $20,000 later, we're in court a year later, and the jury, 10 minutes, it took us a year to get the release of the body cams with a criminal attorney. And then the jury and the judge said, why did this even go to court?
Peggy, thank you for sharing that situation. Peggy saying it took a year to get that footage. What do you hear there in her story?
Well, I think clearly, we've heard this not only from people like Peggy, but from others. There's a clamor. Anytime there's an incident, oftentimes law enforcement encounters can be controversial to one extent or another, and people have a reasonable desire to see the body camera video if it's available. And this new law will provide some parameters for that. And so I think that this is a good development for Peggy and people like her who think, we ought to be able to see what law enforcement officers did and have some resolution.
What are the costs associated with body cameras, and does this legislation address any of those costs?
Yeah, there's a couple things, actually, that the law does not do. It does not mandate that agencies use body cameras. And it also doesn't mandate how they'll be used. That is to say, for example, when an officer turns it on, that kind of thing. Those will still be up to the discretion of the individual law enforcement agency. It also doesn't provide funding. And that is something that perhaps we'll have to consider going forward. But the cameras themselves are, relatively speaking, inexpensive. Obviously, a larger agency, they're going to represent a larger cost. It can be around $1,000 a camera. But, just like with any piece of technology, it soon becomes outdated and needs to be updated.
And then there are the storage costs as well.
And the storage costs are really the most significant aspect of the cost impact of having a body-worn camera program, which is why having, these uniform guidelines as to their retention is so important.
Let's take a moment to look at individual privacy, specifically the privacy of people in their own homes, victims of sexual assault, domestic abuse. What is your response to those who have concerns about privacy issues with body cameras?
Well, as you said in your opening remarks, body camera footage will be generally available under the state's open records law. However, there are some exceptions. For example, if the encounter depicts minors, or if it depicts victims, of sensitive crimes, or if it depicts individuals that have a reasonable expectation of privacy, that is something that the individual law enforcement agencies will have to evaluate under the existing balancing tests under current law to determine whether or not to release that data publicly.
What is the future of police body camera use? I mean, you survey this year after year. Where is it headed?
Yeah, well, we've been doing this, as you mentioned, for 7 years. We're just about to go to do our eighth survey, which we conduct on a wide variety of issues. For five of the last 7 years, we've included questions on body cameras to gauge the public support, and it has consistently grown, and it is overwhelming. Last year, 95% of the public indicated that they support body cameras. And when you ask, a follow-up question about, would you support body cameras if it meant an increase in your local budget? That is to say, possibly an increase in your taxes. There's very little slippage, and it's still, between 80 and 85%, generally speaking. So it's clear the public has a lot of support, maintains a lot of support for body cameras, and I think there's going to be a growing expectation. Just looking at the world in which we live, that when things happen, the public is going to want to know if there was video available. They're going to want to see it if it is available. And if it's not, they're going to want to know why it's not. And I think that's going to place more pressure on law enforcement agencies to adopt these programs.
Jim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jim Palmer is executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. Coming up, the federal government has mandated biosafety precautions for researchers working with coronavirus. A UW-Madison lab got access to dangerous pathogens. We find out what they see under the microscope and how they stay safe. That's in a moment here on the Ideas Network.